Good afternoon. It's a Tuesday afternoon. It's after 3 in the afternoon. It's very windy. So if you hear some windy stuff, try and try to ignore it if you can. But if you do hear it, well, you know, that's because I'm outside. It's where the wind is. But it's also a wonderful day, as all days are, to go for a quick walk. It's my second walk of the day. I had to do a few other things earlier this morning. However, if you're not interested in whether I go for a walk or not, here's what we are looking at today. The fourth quarter of 2022 is about to come upon us. Spring is literally in the air. It's ready. And if luck would have it, some guy's mowing his lawn about 80 metres away from me. The outside of his house. He's dressed in shorts, a singlet, and some sand shoes. He's ignoring any wind. So he's obviously right into it. And he has got a catcher. And he looks like the gardening type. They haven't been out there much. Hasn't got much of a tan on. Now he's quite noisy. So if you hear the rumble of the bloody lawnmower, that's our mate up the road there. So let's look at the fourth quarter. It's about to come up. It's been a very difficult year for some, or for most actually. Last 3 years has been quite hard for many businesses. However, the lots of opportunities. Where are those opportunities? Well, obviously they're online. And obviously they are in a customer service orientated business where the customer service is second to none. What I've seen so many times as of late is really bad displays of customer service and really good displays of customer service. The ones that are bad, quite often are employees, they don't give a damn about anything. And they probably know they go from one job to another. And the ones where the customer service is exemplary, well, I can't tell whether the person giving the customer service or non-customer service is a business owner or not, but 9 times out of 10, they're professionals, whether they own the business or they don't own the business. They're very professionals. They've been trained in customer service. And if you look at it, the most important aspect of any brand's communication with its clients is its ability to provide 157% professional, warm, welcoming, knowledgeable, and understanding customer service. We've all seen and heard nothing for 10 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, even 4 hours. We've heard nothing. That's somebody's version of customer service. Automation. And that was very close to hear that noise there. That was a school bus around the corner. Someone else was coming around from the opposite direction, rather. And there was a bit of a defile, a constraint, the bend there. So neither was going to give way to the other. The Mike has right rule apply. The school bus managed to get past, but it's not a weird angle. You think, well, is it bloody worth it? No, of course not. It's not worth it. There are kids in those buses. And if you were driving a car and you saw a school bus coming, you'd obviously see the school bus. No, hey, you go past, there's too many cars in the van there parked. There's only room for a couple of cars max if the cars are small. You're a big bus, you go ahead. Anyway, we look at customer service. My goodness, I can't overemphasize how importante customer service Hello, sir. You're welcome. You hear you're welcome a lot in America. You don't hear it very much in New Zealand. You're welcome. Hello, sir. I quite often launch into my Elvis Presley. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. And I remember years ago I said to some lady, ma'am, she looked at me and asked me if I was an American. Gave me a quizzical look, suspicious look too, I might add. Very weird, but then she was from a generation that probably thought Americans were a different breed of cat. But customer service, regardless whether you are going to get a tip or not, is so important. How do you motivate your staff customer service wise? Well, I would say that's training. Training, training, training. People have to be trained in customer service. Why? Well, how on earth would they know what to do? They don't naturally become a customer service representative when everything comes to a beautiful conclusion. You've got to be able to deal with conflict, negative complaints, aggression. To tell you the truth, people are bullshitting. People are, just weird. You've got to be able to understand that humans are different, but you've got to maintain the impartiality. Somebody's got a willing ear, even though the clock's ticking. Still got a willing ear. You've got to understand that customer service is so important they can destroy it. Yeah, that's right. Destroy it. Literally. You've got a great thing going? Gone. Gone like the bloody Zen. Why? Because old Joe Bloggs here decided that he was getting pissed off with the caller or the callers. So they decided, oh, give these people a serve or two, or tell them to, get effed, or tell them to shop somewhere else. And unless you want to go through a huge amount of recordings, you're not going to know that. So the quickest way, easiest way, is to train staff. Anyway, we'll talk about that later on. Wherever you are, have a great day.